Hey, everybody, welcome to Beyond the Sermon. It's where we get together weekly and dive just a little bit deeper into the message that we taught at all of our campuses this past Sunday. And usually this comes out of discussions we've had at our teaching pastors meeting where we've said, you know, here's something we wish we had a lot more time to talk about, but we just are limited on Sundays. So, Tony, what was the one area, one verse, one thought that you wish you'd have more time to go into yesterday?
Yeah, I'm really interested in talking about this idea of lukewarmness. Laodicea, uniquely geographically, where it was placed is, above it they had hot springs, the mountains, which had medicinal value for people, and then on the coast, the cool waters that were refreshing and everything, but the city itself didn't have its supply of water. So they had to kind of pipe it in, aqueduct it in to the city. And so it was always in the middle. It was always kind of lukewarm. It wasn't hot and it wasn't cold. And because they piped it in, because it was that, it was also unsanitary. And so a lot of historians feel that there was a lot of sickness and a lot of disease in Laodicea. And so in that context, Jesus says in Revelation 3:15, I know your works, that you're neither hot, cold nor hot, and I wish that you were cold or hot. And so what Jesus is saying, he literally says, I want you to be one or the other, but this middle ground doesn't work. This middle ground, there are no gray areas, which is, I think, interesting for us because in today's culture, there's a lot, everyone likes to sit in that gray area. And yet in the Bible, the only time that lukewarmness is mentioned is right here. And the effect of that, the result of that, Jesus says in Revelation 3:16, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. I mean, that's pretty straightforward and kind of gross, but the idea of this middle ground, this sitting lukewarm makes Jesus sick to his stomach. And so as a church and a people, you know, either we're hot, we're being obedient, we're on fire, or we're cold, and there can be two contexts. Again, just, you know, that healing and stuff and the comfort that brings, but also the idea that, well, I don't know anything.
Think about it this way. The church can be like the cold. It can be refreshing, and it can be like the hot. It can be healing. And so the church can bring both refreshing in our relationship with Christ as we get together. It also brings healing through exposing of sin and then confession of that sin and all. But it's that middle ground that Jesus is saying stay away from, correct?
It really is. There's nowhere in the Bible does it mention gray areas. And you know, being an old Army sergeant and stuff like that, my life is pretty much, I just think things are kind of black and white. That, you know, God says either I'm doing it his way or I'm not doing it his way. Mm-hmm. And I can't have one foot in and one foot out. It just doesn't work. In fact, in Matthew 12:30, Jesus is again arguing with the Pharisees and calling out on their hypocrisy and just says, listen, anyone who's not with me is against me, and anyone who does not gather with me scatters. And so we literally have a choice as followers and as a church. Either we're going to do it God's way or we're not going to do it his way, and then we can no longer really be called a church. But that middle ground, that gray area, is no longer an option. I mean, think about this. I've never seen anyone order lukewarm coffee.
Yeah.
It's either I want it hot or I want it iced, but never lukewarm.
That's a good.
And I just want to challenge everyone this week as we've closed the series and just impact, just, man, take a temperature. You know, we're taking our temperature as a church, but as families, as individuals, take your temperature and let's see if any of those gray areas have kind of slipped in.
Yeah. So if you call yourself a believer and there's no passion in your faith, chances are you're lukewarm.
That's it.
If you call yourself a believer and you don't pray on a regular basis, chances are you're lukewarm.
That's it.
If you call yourself a believer and you don't read the word, chances are you're lukewarm, right?
That's it.
And the result of that, Jesus said, spew you out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you all for joining us. And again, this has been an incredible series as we've walked through the seven churches. Hope to see you either online or in one of our services this coming weekend.